numbered 1 to 4 by Marx himself. Manuscript 1, 150 pages, presumably written in 1865 or 1867, is the first separate, but more or less fragmentary, elaboration of Book 2 as now arranged. Here, too, nothing could be used. Manuscript 3 is partly a compilation of quotations and references to the notebooks containing Marx's extracts, most of them relating to Part 1 of Book 2, partly elaborations of particular points, especially a critique of Adam Smith's propositions on fixed and circulating capital and the source of profit. Furthermore, an exposition of the relation of the rate of surplus value to the rate of profit, which belongs in Book 3. Little that was new could be garnered from the references, while the elaborations for Volumes 2 and 3 were superseded by subsequent revisions, and had also to be discarded for the greater part. Manuscript 4 is an elaboration ready for press of Part 1 and the first chapters of Part 2 of Book 2, and has been used where suitable. Although it was found that this manuscript had been written earlier than Manuscript 2, yet being far more finished in form, it could be used with advantage for the corresponding part of this book. All that was needed was a few addenda from Manuscript